What about the use of aromatase inhibitors in the prevention setting or DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ? What research is being done in that area?
The current FDA-approved drug for prevention is still tamoxifen. The recent data from the large NAACP prevention study, the STAR study, showed that raloxifene, which is a cousin of tamoxifen, belongs to the same family of SERMs, selective estrogen receptor modulators, that it maybe have a superior toxicity profile in terms of efficacy. Tamoxifen and raloxifene are more or less similar. The toxicity profile favors raloxifene. So that is the only indication at the moment that it's FDA approved. Obviously, in the case of the aromatase inhibitors, what was interesting in these adjuvant studies was it was noted that the decrease in contralateral breast cancer was greater with aromatase inhibitors than tamoxifen.
And I guess tamoxifen already is a very effective 50% reduction to start with.
And then the aromatase inhibitors added even another approximately 50% on top of that. So it is, in terms of reducing contralateral breast cancer, aromatase inhibitors were more effective than tamoxifen. And that was the premise in which we started the prevention studies. The decrease in contralateral breast cancer was the primary premise that prevention studies were based on. So there's a lot of early evidence that the aromatase inhibitors in postmenopausal women may be more effective than tamoxifen in preventing breast cancer. However, that has to be weighed out against the long-term side effects, perhaps in terms of bone health. In Europe, a study has started comparing a SERM versus an AI, and there have been several smaller studies here between SERM versus an AI. I believe that the NAACP are contemplating the replacement study to include an aromatase inhibitor versus raloxifene.